Good Sunday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of one. It's 2 hours of me cooking and playing DJ. And we just had our independence celebration, where we celebrated independence here at home. And we got a few wishes coming out, coming from outside Namibia. One that very, one such happy independence wish that we got from the U.S. That's from the current Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Forget what the guy said. Just focus on the comment section of what Namibians' response was. Like, Namibia, we are so unserious. Instead of just saying, okay, you know what, thank you very much. This doesn't need, maybe we just don't have to point this out, but you know, all that war you guys didn't think through, just keep it that side. But thank you very much for the wish. Now, you think Namibians will just go straight and say, you know what, thank you very much for the wish, but all that war thing, yeah, just keep it that side. No, we decided to just... Namibians. We were just joking, we didn't discover any oil. Who even said that? Homeboy just said Happy Independence Day. He didn't say anything about oil. But then again... I think this is a good sign that America is known for one thing. Now, Namibians, maybe you don't know this, but what you are implying here is that anytime America says hi, you just assume they head somewhere or they have a sneaky suspicion you have oil. Oh, who said Americans can't just be friendly irrespective of whether or not you have oil? Actually, that would be a lie, because I think this is why it's very important. Your history is very important. It's very important because every time people see you, they will assume you are just gonna be doing the exact same thing they know you about. Yeah. Someone wrote, we were just joking. We didn't discover any oil. And, things just went downhill from there. Now, that was Don Kumalo. Now, Shefeni came in with Shefeni came in and was like, it was a joke. There's no oil in Namibia. Namibians, we agreed we are going to be serious this year. yeah. And then Henok Kasita comes in. People with functioning brains know already. Already, what's USA's interest in Namibia? That means everything, Americans, you have got to do, you guys have to do, or you guys have to go on a damage control for your reputation, because I swear, it's so ruined to the point where anytime an American say, even if I met an American chick right now and I asked her out and she said yes, I know I don't have any connection, any direct connection, be it financially or relativically, to the ongoing oil discovery and exploration and the subsequent drilling that is about to follow. I'm most likely going to assume she's just said yes to me because our country has oil. Knowing very well I don't have, I don't even know where the oil is. Actually, I know it according to the documents provided, but other than that, not really. None. Kangaroo knew, oil magnetically attracting imperialists. You mean oil? We will sell in both dollars and yuan. Now, people are just going bananas here. The guy just said, Happy Independence Day. And Eva is like, okay. What are you up to? Now, this is something that my close friends and relatives, I thought this was my trick. It turns out, no. How do I put this? Every time my homies and I, every time we wanted something at school, and the thing is, we read a lot of literature. And because of this literature, we're very good with words. Very, 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 very good with words. But just in high school, every time that we wanted something, especially from a girl, we'll cook up an awesome complimentary story. So halfway through, they began to figure out that every time that we approach a girl complimenting them, have we ever told you just how wonderful, may I just point out just how ravishing you look today? Their response, after they figured that out, their response changed from, oh, thank you, to what do you want? Because in the beginning, they used to fall for it. They're like, oh, man, these guys are complimenting me. I mean, they're just, you know, a bunch of nerds, but, well, a compliment is a compliment. Then they realized that, oh, we just figured out, you know, an infinite favor glitch. So at this point, if there is one thing that I have learned from from Namibian's response to the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's independence wish for Namibia is that first of all, your history is very important. Second, America has to go on a reputation damage control, because wherever you guys will show up, even if it's about genuine democracy, people will assume it's about oil. Because it has always been about oil. Like, it's at that point where it's kind of difficult for anyone to believe you are not after their oil. Tutaleni Bartholomew's oil? Is that you? Oil. Will cause oil will cause for us. I don't know what that means, but it still has oil in it. Oil, America, oil. They want and like oil. If you have a friend at the American Embassy, just show them this post. Forget what Marco Rubio said. Just read through the comments and coordinate with the White House so that you can just work on a reputation repair.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. There's one last one. Excellent. Here it is. Three-line V Forest, or three-line five. Maybe it's Roman numeral five. But anyway, the gentleman just summed up basically the entire comment section in one sentence. We don't have oil, no nuclear weapons. Thank you very much. Thank you. I could not have summed it up any better. So, we don't have nuclear weapons or oil. So, if you can just leave us the heck alone, that'd be nice. But don't worry, relax. When it comes to imperialists, it's not just an American thing. When it comes to imperialists are always after one thing. All is just secondary. Control. Imperialists are after control. The US has its own oil. They have oil. Actually, they have a lot of it. It's just that selling it, that's where you need one very good component, and that component is control. So if your country is at peace, if your country is in talking terms with an imperialist power, that means you are still under their clutch of control. If you get out, that's when you start having weapons of mass destruction, human rights violation, genocide taking place in your country, something like that. Look at South Africa's relationship with the US, for example. It was all perfecto until, South Africa took Israel to the ICC, then, all of a sudden there is white genocide in South Africa. And you know what, South Africa is just this enemy that is now interacting with other enemies like China and Russia. All of a sudden. Now, it always starts with a smear campaign. It's like gossip, but on an international level. That's how it always starts. Now, imagine my surprise when I found out that Saddam participated in the overthrow of his predecessor. And you want to guess who helped him overthrow his predecessor? The Americans. After helping him overthrow his predecessor, he turned against them. Then all of a sudden, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Well, they invaded the guy's country twice, 1991, Desert Storm, and 2003, where they subsequently basically captured it. So I've come to learn that everyone they label as a dictator is someone they trained to do their bidding, and then they come up with a brilliant idea to work against them. Then they become an enemy. That's the same with pretty much. I know, right? Now, so Namibians have proven once again that American reputation needs some serious repair. It's very difficult for, you know, right now, I think, as an American, for you to go out there and just make friends without those friends thinking, are you sure you didn't hear anything about oil in our country? No, just checking. Just, we are not accusationing you. We're just, you know, just pointing out, because you guys don't show up to a place that doesn't have oil. Every time you guys show up, people start having a sneaky suspicion they have oil. Theme song, please. Welcome back. So 23 minutes into the hour of 11, I still have a ton of time to basically rumble about a lot of things. One of those things that we're going to start with is a few times here, I think I've pointed out several times about how I feel like Zimbabwe should be the pioneer of body positivity, because they're the only country I know to ever host a Mr. Ugly contest. Now, I'm still baffled as to why there have not been any Miss Ugly contest. Now, for those of you that start running around saying, oh, men and women are the same, no, we are not. That's one of those reasons why there is a Mr. Ugly contest, because, well, when you're a guy and you're ugly, the only thing you can do is hustle to get money, because money will make you handsome if you're ugly. Money will make you tall if you're short. Money will make you, slim if you are fat. Money will turn every bad you have into good, even if you are, domestic violent idiot. One example that has been pointed out 1,000 times over all over the internet, especially on Reddit, is that 50 Shades of Grey and 365 Days, if those two movies, the two main characters in these two movies, if those guys were broke, that would have been a domestic abuse documentary. But because they are loaded, then it's so romantic. Just look at him tie her down. Oh, he's handcuffing her. Let Helmut do that. Someone is calling the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of MICT to scan through my phone. Don't do that. He's calling Ministry of Police. He's calling Ministry of Tourism. He's calling all the ministries. Why? Because you're broke. Now, putting all that aside, men and women are not the same, because we don't have to, work so hard to hide our ugliness. You just accept you're ugly and work on getting money. That's our get out of jail free card. We just grind because we know when we make money. Oh boy, when you make money, even if you are in your 70s. Take for example, if an 80-year-old was seen with a 21-year-old today, and that 80-year-old is broke, the whole community will come and condemn the heck out of that man. But millionaires do that all the time. When a millionaire does it, when an 80-year-old millionaire is running around with a 21-year-old, what they are doing in that bedroom is, I don't even want to imagine. Actually, let's put it this way. I'm going to argue, as of today, moving forward, that when you reach the age of, 55 and above, on the list of causes of heart attack, add 21-year-olds on that list. Just right next to cholesterol, lack of exercise, add 21-year-olds. Because bedroom activities is marathon 101. If you are 80 and she's 21. Okay, look, I'm a comedian, and we have the dirtiest mind on the planet. Interesting enough, we are also known to be quiet outside. That's because we are very observant. All these things is coming from us scanning our environments inside out for every bit of detail. And it helps when you have ADHD, it makes it even worse. Making lying to us not an easy task. Now, moving on. That's because we analyze each and every single sentence word for word. When you say men and women are the same, for you, it's just one sentence. For us, it's a whole textbook that we can derive from there. And that's, I have heard of Mr. Ugly contest. I have never heard of Miss Ugly contest, because for some reason, every woman is a princess. It's only guys, the way you have some are handsome and some are ugly. Some are tall, some are short, and some are, some are blessed, some are pinky type. Never, which is just not fair, guys. Let's face it. It's not fair. Pinky's lives matter. But anyway, moving on. So, Zimbabwe is the first country I know, at least I know of, to ever host a Mr. Ugly contest. And, both Mr. Ugly and his runner-up were very proud of their ugliness. Something, ladies, if we really are equal, let me hear you defending your ugliness, that your ugliness is natural. Unlike the one that guy, the guy that won the competition, he should not have won because his ugliness is due to missing about 90% of his front teeth. That's the argument. That was the argument that came out of 2015 Miss Ugly Zimbabwe. But anyway, the point is, the debate that those guys have with regards to their ugliness, I don't think you'll find that in, you know, in a female group. Because you guys, you know, you are the prize. Are you? The prize? Really? No, we're saying we're all equal. So if I have to cook my gender, just in the name of equality, I have to cook you guys. You just had to protest, didn't ya? For equality. Now that we're equal, let's get to the cooking. Oh boy. I have a commercial break coming up. Mind the gap with Helm to the Nick. Party pooper. But we have to pay the bills. Stay tuned.
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. So, ugliness. Men accept it. Look, we try to cover ours with money. You all try to cover yours with makeup. Like I said, you just had to protest for equality. Now you're paying the price. Congratulations. Right. Why am I bringing up Mr. Ugly, you know, Mr. Ugly Zimbabwe? Oh, simple. Because I thought that was one of those most absurd, the most absurd competition I've ever come, I will ever come across. It turns out, no. There is one even more interesting that I came across. The Mr. Ugly Zimbabwe took place in 2015. This one took place in 2013, about 2 years prior. Now, racial equality going on here. Mr. Ugly Zimbabwe, that was representing blackness. Now, this one was representing whiteness, and it took place in Ireland, not Iceland. You know, I know we don't have, you know, we still, you know, our relationship with those guys is still sour. And Ireland and Iceland are two different countries. Iceland is the one that is associated with missing fish. That was converted into money and then converted into money for, and then converted into iPhones with two SIM cards, Mercedes-Benz with two engines. You know the story. But there's something that interestingly happened before that, but we're going to get to that in a few. Now, in Iceland, Ireland, a man named Sean Morey in 2013 broke the record for the most brass unhooked in 60 seconds. Bro unhooked 91 brass. Let me repeat that again. Bro unhooked 91 brass. From, I love white people, from women who just, lined up for the competition. we have competitions like this? I mean, it's very good for men's mental health. You know, this whole thing of men must cry, you know, men must open up, and we are not into crying. Well, that helps, but it doesn't help as good as witnessing a competition like that. That gives us the will to live, ladies, in case you didn't know. My gender, back me up on this one. That really helps. That's a very good competition. And Mr. Sean Morey did that competition at his shop. Talk about marketing. Now, if 91 women showed up to participate in that competition, the competition involved the owner of the shop unhooking the bras of those women in 60 seconds. Can you imagine how many guys showed up to see that competition? Are you kidding me? For competitions like that, my gender will show up. They don't care what the competition is about. As long as it has bras and boobs involved, we are just going to show up because it's good for our mental health. Forget crying and opening up. That is how you take care of the boy child. As long as the boy child is over 18, we're good. Anything below that is illegal. We are not all Epstein boys. Some of us just normal straight guys. Now, so I'm sitting there wondering, like, who even came up with that idea? And it goes further. And it makes you even more interested, interesting into trying to understand white people once you begin to realize the reason behind the competition. Now, well, based on the document, the country with a very, what? Oh, the place the competition took place in is a county. It's like a region, a county. The name of the county is Cork. I didn't make that up. It's a place in Ireland, it turns out. It's like a region, but they have county because their country is not that big. Now, Murray is set the record for charity. It was for charity, breaking the previous mark. It turns out, look, you have got to love white people's competition. The previous mark before Mr. Murray here broke the record in 2013 was one guy. This was in Guinness World Record. So someone just said then went like, okay, we have the fastest man alive. We have the, you know, we have the tallest man alive. We have the shortest man alive. We have the, you know, we have the fattest man alive. We have the thinnest man alive. We have, the tallest woman, tallest man. And I was like, oh, I think we're out of competition here. What else can we compare? Right. How about unhooking bras? And someone was like, excellent idea. That will do it. You don't know what? None of them were kids. They are fully grown men and women. Which is a good thing, because you don't want to do that to kids. That's just diabolical. It's both immoral and illegal. Now, that was, that event was held as part of an Irish Cancer Society fundraiser. And breast cancer is one of the most prevalent cancers among women. And someone just decided, you know what? Yeah, let's just, to borrow a few words from Richard Nixon, we will conquer cancer. He didn't. He died. The cancer is still going. Am I being a little too cold here? Nah, it's Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, and how they baptized Laos and Vietnam with bombs. I don't care. Now, 91 bras in 60 seconds. Now, let's do a little bit of math here now, shall we? It's very simple cross multiplication. Like, I just get my pen. So, what we are looking for here is that, we want to find out. We have to do a very simple math. And the math is simple. If he takes homeboy. Now, we're doing... this mathematics is, you know, this mathematics is an awesome one. The myth is simple. The equation is brass to seconds. Now, the question is, if it takes, you know, if it takes 60 seconds equals 91 brass, how many seconds does it take homeboy to unhook one bra? That's very simple multiplication. So 91x equals 60. You divide both sides by 91. So that means you just divide that 60 by 9. Holy cow! Right. 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 This, you know, this guy's wife. This guy's wife is, I don't know whether to call her lucky, whatever it is, I don't know. It only takes homeboy 0.7 seconds to unhook one bra. 0.7 seconds. After listening to all that, I only had one question. How did he train for that? Like, I mean, he has a shop. Did he have a bunch of mannequins, you know, bras hooked, or the guy looks like he's in his late 40s, early 50s, so I'm assuming, plus he's white, he could just be 30. So I'm assuming he practiced a lot in high school, college. Wow. 0.7 seconds. And a practice for that. So, I'm not saying we should do a competition like that. I'm just saying it's things like this that is very good for the boy child's mental health. Speaking on behalf of my gender, if you guys really like us, you'll do this competition for us. Not the Mr. Ugly. No, we leave that one for Zimbabweans. Still, you know, give them a trophy for being, you know, for pioneering body positivity. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, young and wild, young, wild and free.
Follow through. 2 inches to the left, nephew.
All right, hold on. I think I got it.
We need to get it cracking out here.
And I really need something to calm me down so I can get this right. Tell me.
Man, I totally agree. So look, we'll call a couple of homeboys up and some homegirls.
Yeah.
Let's get back together and make this thing pop.
That's a great idea.
And later on as a treat, let's show them our move.
Perfect. That's what I'm talking about.
This is groovy like a drive-in movie.
And then we're going to smoke a doobie, and hopefully some chicks will show their boobies.
Oh, wait.
All right.
All right, I'll meet you in a second.
Yabba-dabba-do.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Follow through, baby. So
while we get drunk. Nephew, that's how you know it's Snoop. We the best. That's how you know it's DJ Khaled. We smoke weed, we're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
Oh,
so what, we go out,
we get a lighter,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Cause you know I'm
living
fun,
young and wild.
Keep that in there.
So what, I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real with my niggas, keep it playing for these hoes. It look clean, don't it? Washed it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Eat me some 501 jeans on it, roll joints bigger than King Kong's fingers. And smoke them hoes down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the damn with your bitch smoking gray.
You know what, it's like I'm 17 again, peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase, Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Relevant, selling it,
dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, folk blunts like Khalifa. Put the weed in
so
the chain.
So what, we had junk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.
Even care, cause if me and my team in here, it's gonna be some weed in the air. Tell them Mac, blowing everywhere we going, and now you know when I step right up, get my lighter so I can light up. That's how it should be done. Soon as you thinking you're down, find how to turn things around, now things are looking up. From the ground up, pound up, this Taylor gang, so turn my sound up and mount up and do my thing. Now I'm chillin', fresh out of class, feeling like I'm on my own and I could probably own a building. Got my own car, no job, no children. Had a size project, me and Mac killed it. THC, MAC, DEV, HD3, hi, it's me, this is us. We gon' fuss and we gon' fight and we gon' roll and live
on. So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.
Smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So up we get drunk. So up we smoke weed. We're just having fun. And we don't care who sees. So up we go out.
That's how it's supposed to be, living young and wild and free. But that's only if you have money to live the wild, young and free lifestyle. Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmut. And we are 14 minutes into the hour of 12. We still have an hour and 14 minutes. A bit. It's like 34 minutes left. For just all the talking, a little bit of music. After that, it's just me and playing DJ. Now, someone woke up, a day ago, someone woke up at, the Namibian and then chose violence. You know how they say that, the internet never forgets? Well, it turns out that's very true. There's an article that was written in 2019. And that article featured one gentleman by the name of Bernard Essa, and he was using his prime minister's not prime minister ministerial expertise to explain just why the pilchard was declining. Why a fish was declining. And guess what he said? You don't have to guess. I'm here to basically point out to you. Fisheries Minister, this was on the 19th of March, 2018. 19 March, 2018. Shortly before Independence. Now you can imagine how the speech at that Independence Day went on this whole, fish thing. But anyway, in 2019 is when the whole thing went kaboom and we actually realized the real reason behind the decline of our fish. When he was asked in 2019, Honorable Minister, according to your expertise, what do you think is, what's going on with our fish? Why aren't we getting any as Namibians? And it's like, you know what? I wish I could tell you any different answer, but it's these white people. Actually, he didn't say those exact words, but these are his exact words. Esau blames colonialism for Pilchard decline. You have got to be kidding me. Now, imagine how many of us believed this crap before 2019 Fish Rod, the whole Fish Rod thing went bust. Of course, there were white people involved. But these are not the white people we expected to get involved. When white people are getting involved in our resources, we expect them to be, you know, American white people, British white people. These were Icelandic white people. No, like, I mean, we didn't expect you, I mean, we expected white people to show up, but you guys, really? Now, according to his ministerial expertise at the time, he said the following, and I quote, Fisheries Minister Bernard Esau blamed colonialism for the decline of a pilchard stock in the Atlantic Ocean, although he said the government was investigating, and the part of it is cut out. And anyway, now, a response to questioning by the UN Democratic Front members of parliament. So this whole thing started, I think, a discussion in parliament. Someone in parliament realized, our fish is in decline. What's going on here, Honorable Minister? Please explain. And Minister was like, you know what? Yes, I can explain. The fish is in decline because of colonialism. That was in 2018. 2019 came and Al Jazeera was like, Minister, now lie. The fish in decline because of you. And we were all like, uh-oh. So, Minister, anything you have to say to defend yourself against those allegations? That was in 2019. To this day, he's still defending himself. That brings up one question. How many things do we blame colonialism on? But it is actually not entirely on colonialism. Because that happened with fish. So every time I hear someone saying, you know what, this and this because of colonialism, after reading that, I most likely, you know, from now moving forward, I'll just be going, why does this sound familiar? I sort of have heard this before. Colonialism is causing decline in our fish. Oh, yeah. Are you sure it has nothing to do with you? Me? Nah. Are you accusing me of doing all these things? No, Minister. No, who am I? Al Jazeera? I just leave everything to Al Jazeera. And right now we can't rely on Al Jazeera anymore because, well, they have to cover their country which is being bombed to the Netherlands. The irony, right? Those guys decided to have military bases, on their, you know, in their countries for safety. And, well, the contrary is being proven. The very presence of those military bases is proving to be not a very safe move, which is, the irony, I swear, the irony is just something else. So, Mr. Minister, why do you think is the reason behind all this, you know, decline in our fish stock? You know what? I'm pretty sure he looked around and was like, do you see any college lead find nearby? No, all right. Dinobaloto was not even there at the time. Like, you're just looking around for college lead fine. Don't tell anyone. It's colonialism. That's in 2018. And then 2019 came, and it was proven that colonialism is the reason our fish was in decline. But this was not the traditional colonialism. This is a new, updated version of colonialism with a little bit of a software update-ish to it in a way that it's a 21st century type of colonialism. In other words, it involved both black and white people. And, these are white people that came from none of us would have guessed. If you met me in 2018 and you said, you know what, our fish is being stolen by a bunch of guys from Iceland, I would have gone with, nah, Iceland guys? I mean, those guys are just enjoying their geysers, you know, their natural, you know, hot springs. There's no way they will do such a thing. Yeah, they did. Not all of them, of course. It's just one company. Now we are cooking the whole country. Then 19 came, and I think someone, you know, I think a few, you know, a few white guys in Namibia were like, can you believe this guy? He's blaming. How long are they going to blame us for these whole things? I have a little birdie told me that that guy then, you know, Stevenson also came up as like, you can imagine Stevenson in 2018 now reading this article and he was going, no, it's not. It's not colonialism. It's, I mean, unless your nickname is colonialism, then, oh, from now henceforth, it's no longer a Fish Road case. It's a colonialism case because in 2019, it was pointed out that colonialism is the reason behind the decline of our pilchard stock in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I would assume that colonialism was called for Semheri featuring Fish Road 6. So it would have been unfair for him to say, no, it's just Semheri because he was involved. It would have been unfair for him to say, oh, no, it's just us because, well, Semheri was involved. So he decided to rename the whole thing to colonialism. So from now henceforth, ladies and gentlemen, let it be known that the Fish Road case is now going to be called the colonialism case. I rest my case.
It's your anniversary is near, and your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy gear luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. The shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin this chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I can be your best friend, and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I try to stay out your business, but on the rig, it's so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna get on us. That white sand surrounding us. He be handcuffed and he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I can put you.
Alright. I'll roll up whenever you need me. As long as there's food involved. You know, other than that, you know, count me out. I'll roll up. I'll roll up. If there's no food involved, don't ever invite me. Or I won't roll up. Thank you very much. Moving on now. On the whole, you know, let's give the Shangala guys, you know, a break. Now, there's something coming out of the, you know, there's something coming out of the war in the Middle East that is somewhat very peculiar because it's very unwarlike. And that's, you know, how everyone, you know, how some of you here are betting on sports, like which soccer team is going to win which match. Yeah, well, some people somewhere in the Western world are betting on which part of Israel is an Iranian missile going to fall on. And this twisted betting is in millions in US dollars. May I explain? Poly market gamblers threaten Israel's journalist over missile strike story. Now, long story short, I'll bring you the long version in a few. Long story short, well, a bunch of guys just gathered together, and then they, obviously most of them online, then they decided to bet that, you know what, an Iranian missile is not going to fall on this location today. Now, a poor journalist was just walking around doing his job, covering the news that's going on, as it develops, so he can update, listeners and viewers, and then accidentally filmed an Iranian missile hitting on the very same spot that a bunch of guys decided to bet that a missile was not going to fall there. And at this point, about 23 million have been put out on the bet. So that means the guys that said a missile is not going to strike there, they have lost their money. So those guys decided, you know what? Who the heck made this video? Then they found out the name of the journalist, so now they're hunting him down. What'd he do? I'm pretty sure he was just doing his job. He didn't even know that, you know, a bunch of fully grown men and women, mostly my gender, obviously, when it comes to things like that, is, you know, someone in the middle of an active war zone. Who would have thought someone would go, you know what? I have $23 million here that says a missile is not going to strike there today. And God or destiny, whichever you subscribe to, was like, okay, fine. Iran, target this place. What are the odds? I think one of these guys who was involved in the betting is communicating with whoever is firing this, this missiles in Iran. And he was told, you know what? If you can just arrange a ballistic missile to these coordinates and I win $23 million, I will give you $3 million. Because there is no way in hell you are going to convince me that a bunch of guys just sat there and said, you know what, a missile is never going to fall here. And then somewhere like, you know what, a missile is going to strike here. And then a missile just, what's the past tense of strike? Stroke. Oh, that sounds a little, strike. Yeah, right, let's go with that. It's a little more, you know, clean. It's my thing, don't. You know, never mind. Anyway, what are the odds is my question. Just what are the odds? Like, really? An Israeli journalist received threatening messages from users of an online prediction, aka betting or gambling, if you will, a platform called Polymarket. Polymarket, after one of his reports on a minor missile strike near Jerusalem, suddenly became a focus of an unresolved bet about Israel-Iran conflict. After you make us lose 900,000. 900,000. Multiply that by 17 and you have Namibian dollars. You are gonna be in your millions. After you make us lose 900,000, we will invest no less than that to finish you. Said one message to the journalist, Emmanuel Fabian. Now, another said, you have 90 minutes left to update the lie. If you do this, you will solve the most serious problem you have caused yourself in life. If you decide not to correct it and leave the lie intact, you will discover enemies who will be willing to pay everything to make your life miserable. Wow. What did I do? Because I paid 900,000 with my full old self. I paid 900,000 in a bet that said a bomb is not going to fall here. And then you were just doing your job as a journalist and you filmed a bomb falling at a place you didn't know a bunch of fully grown men and women were betting that a bomb was not going to fall on. And when it did, those fully grown men and women lost money. And now it's your fault. That's being a sore loser. That guy didn't do anything wrong. He was just doing his job. A bunch of guys decided to take a shortcut instead of working, aka they decided to go and gamble on war and lost. And then it's all of a sudden, it's the journalist's fault. Look, it's always nice people that are caught in a crossfire. I swear, this world is brutal. Very brutal to nice people. Maniacs, on the other hand, tends to thrive. Which is why, you know, from time to time, a few... Have you seen... Now, if you follow the whole story of, you know, the whole story of... who is this? The whole story of Bruce Wayne, Batman. All it takes, I think it was the Joker who said, all it takes to turn a nice guy into a monster is one bad day. Just one bad day. I think it's much easier. It's much easier. Very easy to turn a good person into an evil than into an evil villain than the other way around. Just one bad day. One, not many, one. Now, the message to Fabian was the messages to Fabian were shared to you know with the Guardian, which is the article I'm using as a source of reference. An online prediction market once once the horn of every online fringe, rapidly becoming a feature of modern warfare. Several timely bets laid this year suggest insiders may be using them to profit from a secret information, such as Donald Trump's plan to kidnap the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, or the timing of US-Israeli strike on Iran. Now, all these things, there were bets involved. And these bets, both the kidnapping of President Nicolas Maduro and the, Israeli attacks, attack on Iran and their subsequent backing by the US, they could only have been acquired by people with inside information. There's no way I would have known the U.S. will execute, that operation to kidnap a whole sovereign country's president. The only people that knew that are those that had inside information. Now, 2 months ago, U.S. traders made big profits betting on Maduro's capture in January. Now, gamblers appear to have... that's from the Guardians again, from the 5th of January 2026. Gamblers appear to have made large profits from after successfully betting on the capture of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Ahead of Donald Trump's shock announcement, traders seem to have anticipated Maduro's political demise by placing timely wagers on so-called prediction markets. All these prediction markets, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. If you have someone that's coming to you that's saying, you know what, I have 200,000 here that says the U.S. is going to do this and this and this and this today. If you don't know anyone in the White House, don't do it. Chances are very high they know someone in the White House that gave them that information to come and put up that wager, aka a gambling opportunity. It has gone this far. So, proves the apostle point, the apostle Paul's point, not the apostle points Paul. It proves the apostle points Paul, apostle whatever, it proves his point that the love of money is the root of all evil. Because people are, 100 something people were killed in the first, in the bomb that was dropped at a school in Iran. And someone turned that into a betting opportunity. War is now a betting opportunity. Wow. Welcome to the world we live in. And you and your hustling, you think you are the problem. Oh no. You are not the problem. If you are just waking up every morning and then just going out there and hustling to the best you have of your ability, oh, you are one of the good guys. A very, very few good guys. Because there are people out there that will stop at nothing to make money. When I say nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. Now, a rabbi is an equivalent of a priest in Christianity. A rabbi, that's in Judaism. And in Christianity, that would be a priest. One Canadian lawyer slash priest is a founder and owner of a company called Ethical Capital Partners. One subsidiary of that company is Pornhub. And I'm like, Oga priest, I'm Christian, I'll just call you priest. Could you please run me through what you do? I'm a lawyer, excellent, excellent, brilliant idea. Do you happen to own any companies? Yeah, I'm a founder and partner and one of the biggest owners of a company called Capital Ethical Partners. What do you guys do? No, we have a few subsidiaries that we make money through. One of them being Pornhub. Huh? How do you balance, advising people to make their, life right with the big guy upstairs to making them make their life right with the big guy downstairs or wherever the heck the devil is. So, when I tell you that Paul was right when he said money is the root of all evils. Oh, he wasn't kidding. The Apostle Paul had a point there. Because there are people that like money to the point where they have morality, guardrails. There are things they won't do. There are things they will be like, you know what? Yeah, no, I can't do that. I mean, it's a lot of money, but no. I'll give you an example. This is something someone asked someone asked on social media. Yeah, I found that on Facebook. So you can imagine it just coming from my millennial, age range group. Someone said, okay, if someone gave you $1 billion in US, if someone gave you $1 billion in US to watch a movie of your whole life from the time that you were born to where you are now with your parents, would you do it? Oh boy, the comment section of that video, especially my gender, they were going, yeah, all of the sudden money is not that important now. There is no one in high school would do that for any money. I don't know any who do that for any money. Because I know there is no way in hell I will do that. Although, before I will deny, before I will basically reject that proposal, I will have to tell I have to avoid telling a few of my uncles because I have crazy uncles who will be like, okay, you know what? Just how bad could it be? Just go ahead and do it. We need this money. Maybe it's just me. To be fair, if my nephew came to me with that, I'm most likely to go with her. Actually, money is not that important. First of all, even if we make that money, I'm going to spend 90% of it on therapy. Knowing you, I'm going to spend most of it on therapy or crack. So, not worth it. Not worth it. Not worth it. And I'm pretty sure every parent with a kid in high school will tell you, yeah, no, I'll stick to my job. Thank you. I will stick to my job. Why? For one, it's my kid. Part of their lives, even if they are not involved in anything intimate, part of their life is them taking a shower. No responsible parent want to watch that. The only parent that would enjoy watching that is one that who, if I was in power, castration would be in order. Look, this is why you guys should actually laugh at my jokes, because if I ever rise to power, you people are finished. It's my way of solving, you know, my way of solving problems are very straight to the point. The advice we didn't listen to because we didn't understand English until it was late. Wicked. Yeah. Actually, we should have learned that, especially as Christian, we should have learned that love is wicked from the four gospels. Matthew, Mark, John, Luke. Yeah, Matthew, Mark, John, Luke. Yeah, not chronological, of course. We should have learned that because, well, like George Carlin puts it, everyone that have come on this planet to tell us to love one another, we kill the guy. Martin Luther King, I have a dream where everyone will be mingling together irrespective of their races. Bam, shot dead. Love one another as my father in heaven loved you. We crucified the guy.
Never making it to heaven, am I? Mahatma Gandhi, be the change you want to be in this way we're crucified. Actually, we, you know, just, you know, kill the guy. And, well, Malcolm X, or Tupac, we just kill. We don't mind. We just, you know, kill the guy. Anyone that tells us to work together, we kill the guy. And then we start complaining about, why aren't we changing? Why are all these bad things happening? Because everyone that tells us to love one another, we kill them. And you think that's just in George Carlin's jokes? No, it's not. It's actually in a society. Take the whole concept of witchcraft, for example. I've come to learn that, at least from my own observation, that witchcraft either doesn't exist or is the most useless form of power, because it turns out its efficiency is at its best on your relatives that are successful. What? So if your relative is not successful, it sort of like struggles, and actually you don't even have a point to witch them. But if they are successful, then jealousy and among other, you know, complicated human diabolical emotions, that power works flawlessly. So it's safe then to conclude that one of the reasons why Africa is poor is because of witchcraft. Because everyone that keeps coming out of the family to be successful, the family members of that successful person witch them. And then they turn around and start complaining, why is our family poor? Well, because everyone that keeps rising out of that poverty, you witch them. What do you guys do without me? The way that I like to update you on things that, well, a lot of people don't seem to wrap their minds around. Now, let's wrap this up. Men and women are not the same. I will start supporting that whole idea when I will hear women hosting, you know, when I will hear that women have hosted a Miss Ugly contest. Now, my gender, we have done that. Ladies, can you really pull that off? Can you? I dare you. Now, number two, the whole men must cry, you know, just open up. Yeah, I don't know. Open up. Yeah, right. Men must, you know, open up and just be free to talk to, hey, yeah, right. You know, I'm pretty sure these things work. I'm pretty sure they work. But you know what works better? That competition that the Irish held. That competition. One man. They had a competition to raise funds for a cancer fundraising event. And part of the competition in this fundraising was unhooking bras by someone who clearly had been training for a while, because he managed to unhook 91 bras in 60 seconds. He was unhooking a bra every 0.7 seconds. Not even 1 second. Nope. Do you have any idea how fast this guy is? In other words, if you're a woman and you're fighting with him, you better be putting on a very tight shirt. Because by the time you blink, your bra is on the floor. Because it will take, you know, a minute to fall, but it will just take 0.7 seconds to unhook it. His wife must be so proud. And is there a university for that? Actually, this is I only have 7 minutes before I start playing DJ. I have one question that I've always wanted to ask. You know these things called, I have seen repair shops where they repair microwaves, where they repair cell phones, laptops, heck, cars, where they fix chairs, you know, upholstery, you find them anywhere. You just take your chair there. If it's, if the leather is worn out, they will put on a new one, new cushions, and you'll come back brand new. Have you ever noticed, I'm yet to see a repair shop for sex toys. Are those things indestructible? And, fun fact, Hitachi Limited, the Japanese multi-billion dollar conglomerate, the international conglomerate, makes robots. They also make, you know, produce a lot of, you know, AI tools. They are also involved into energy. You know, they were caught in a crossfire of the whole, you know, Hitachi Energy Africa. They are, I think their subsidiary in South Africa was caught in the whole, energy millions of rands missing in South African energy industry. That company, they also make the toys that seems to be indestructible, because I'm yet to run into a shop that basically repair those things. You talk about indestructible, check. Now, and wrapping it up, the fish rod guys, in, especially a minister of fisheries at the time, 2019, said that the reason behind the decline of pilchards in our ocean is because of colonialism. Thus, he said that in 2018, 19 March. Fast forward to 2019, well, he got arrested as part of the Fish Road 6 for the decline in, you know, fish-related scandal. And I imagine he said, I can explain the whole 2019 colonialism accusationing thing, but, well, to be fair, well, our justice system is very fair and transparent. To this day, he's still explaining. Now, putting all that aside, those guys, the day those guys will get bail, I'm taking a leave. More like, you know, get out of them. So that when they come in and say, where's that guy? Wanna punch him in the face? They'll be like, well, you may wanna go to Kavango. He's not here. So, men and women are not the same. We can host a Mr. Ugly. You cannot handle a Miss Ugly contest. I'm so proud of us. Thanks, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for proving that point. Men's mental health would improve very significantly if you all started hosting events like the Kenta Irish fundraising event of, you know, unhooking brass. Yeah. And also keep the view ones coming. Very good for men, for men's mental health. And the journalist in Israel is running for his life because he decided to make to do his job a little too good. When he filmed a video of a missile striking a part of Israel that a lot of guys, unbeknown to him, that a bunch of guys have already put on millions of dollars in betting that a bomb was not going to strike that particular part. It turns out this is a growing industry, the betting industry, and this is unlike the betting in sport. This is betting in war, which can only be attributed to mostly insider information, because war operations are not as publicized as sporting events. Because why? You don't want to tell your enemies you're coming. Actually, that's how Donald Trump embarrassed himself in front of the Japanese Prime Minister a couple of days ago. One of the questions Donald Trump was asked by journalists was, why didn't you tell the allies that you are now running around begging today to back you up in this war? Why didn't you tell them before the war? You can't just bring them on when, you know, when your house is on fire. You should have told them you are planning on setting it on fire to claim insurance. And he was like, no, well, we wanted to keep it private. From your allies, I'm not a diplomatic expert, but that's the dumbest excuse you can use. Because they must also weigh in. They, you know, you can't just assume that they are going to come and help you. You have to ask them, if I do this, are you going to help me? And Israel is smart. Israel knows that. Why am I saying that? Because during the Obama administration, Israel asked Obama if he can help them, back them up if they started bombing the heck out of Iran. Obama was like, nope, if you do that, you're on your own. And they didn't do it. During the Biden administration, Israel came as like, you know what, that black guy, you know, with a swag is out. Let's just see if we can convince this old guy. He's old and frail. I'm sure he'll fall for it. Can we start a war with Lebanon? Biden was like, I may be old and be, you know, tripping my way up and down stairs, but no. I can defend you, but if you start a war, I'm not helping you. And they didn't do it. Now, imagine if they started one and then coming to the White House to, you know, now imagine if during the Obama administration, if Iran, you know, if Israel started bombing the heck out of Iran and before running to Obama for help, they would have been cooked. They didn't do that because they knew they would be cooked. And guess what? Here comes Trump with a lot of Epstein files and commercial break.
Egameno jomau yerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kadhi wapa uteknika, oliriwo omkundu wapa shigwana, upsa kadhi wapaliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvo mao vigajo miongo mbalina hamano, iikondo epangero mahangano wapa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa metete. Tekero esiko mirongo mbali naga risiko mbali naga nega piriri mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshi parashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano cyber hygiene kena una okuironge kidira omashongo ko marungura no marongo ke popepe ko jerongizo jo marungura na irwe inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatuma akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi yom tugu mwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ogo tungoka otaku kakarao VIP cyber gala dina nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro kwa tatha na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuya tano omgo ijeari nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special geta shake ngeshe pa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamoili inawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. I'm Mind the Gap with Hamilton Eagle FM. It's DJ time. If you missed anything, you can find it on the Eagle FM Facebook, not Facebook page, Eagle FM app and website. Download the app if you don't have it, but if you do, you're in luck. Just under podcast, you will find Alice J. Salcray Alice. Let's go with the slowed version of Stereo Love. Okay, it's been a while since I listened to some of these songs.
Man.
It's very boring because it's weekend. Let's go. Now we're talking.
In 1 minute, to one Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Just a reminder, wherever you are tuned in from, thank you for tuning in, whether you're tuned in locally or internationally. Thank you for picking specifically yours truly here to listen to. Sometimes I can be a little violent and dirty mind. That's every comedian. Leave me alone. So let's go with the levels, because there are different levels of craziness. Like my English teacher liked to say that we're all thieves, just the degrees differ. We're all thieves. All of us. Not thief. Thief. Difference is some people steal fish and some of us just steal a toilet paper written GRN, and we don't call that stealing, but it's stealing nonetheless. Sign number one. If you are the one doing it, it's not bad. It's only bad when someone else is doing it. So, levels, Avicii. Gentlemen, from a family of four parents, and I think his older brother, and he's the youngest of his family. Despite having the money that most of us and our families can only dream of, and that's just his money, not the whole family's money, took his life. And now me with my broke behind can't help ask myself, I mean, yeah. He had all the money that I can only dream of. Like, what could go wrong? Turns out life is more than that. Apparently. Things, when you don't have stuff that other people have, you assume when you get it, everything will be okie-dokie. Turns out, I think it's more about perception, your point of view on life, because if it's all just based on material, it becomes a hedonic treadmill. You'll just be chasing the next, the next latest. By the time you realize, you will come to learn that you haven't actually lived a little. You spend your entire life that you had all the energy to live a little. You spend the whole time chasing the next big thing instead of just, pausing every now and then to appreciate what you have. There are bound to be pains, aches and pains. It's part of life, but it's always advised to just, pause every now and then to appreciate where you are today. So there are levels to life. It's the greatest equalizer, like they say. Now, that was his first one off, if not his first, basically came out in 2011 and drove people bananas. And not a lot of people basically expected him to do that. And part of the reason is because he grew up as a very shy and introverted individual. And one interesting thing is that a lot of, the whole indoor and introverted lifestyle and shy lifestyle is something that's associated with a lot of very creatives, Beyonce being one of them. He's shy and very introverted and all, but the creative genius they are hiding. So if you have a shy and introverted relative or shy and introverted child, only two ways. It's either you're raising a creative genius or the next Jeffrey Dahmer. Let's hope you are raising the first one, not the second one.
I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Skimbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Skimbad bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan. Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Was Avicii Levels, or Levels with Avicii, if you want to go down that road. And I have a list. Unlike that guy who went viral for saying he has a list. I think it's that was in the early days of the whole, you know, total bombardment of Gaza, basically, to smithereens. This is something, I have a whole different list. My list is a playlist. So, I have one for those guys that are basically gambling and betting on death. Wow. Dollar Dollar Belia.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. If she want for the bill, grind for the bill. Some steal for the bill, they gotta pay the bill. Two nice white cleft ain't gone, we see on the bill. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
If you get a pick again, she's a 10.
High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Again, she's a
never thought that she would come and work for the president. This is George Washington.
Where my money at?
She falls, he calls. She
at?
Had a good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
Close legs don't get fit. Go out there and make my bread. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She ended up in a roll car, bruised up, scarred heart. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She falls,
yeah.
cash rules everything. Around me, seeing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Strip or something, they don't wanna be a part of. Rather be up in the club shaking for a dub. Get triple times the money and spending it like they wanna. They got their mind on their money,
money on their mind. They got their finger on the trigger, hands on their knives. See, every day they feel the struggle, but staying on their grind. And ain't nobody take it from us, and that's the bottom line. But I know. Women getting money, washing them dollar bills like laundry. Sing it, I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Sing it, dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Sing it, dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill,
sing it, dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Money, 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 money. HIV
went
crazy.
She used to be.
Well, she used to be the sweetest girl. She used to be the sweetest girl ever, ever. Now she likes sour amaretto. She wears a dress to the T like the letter. And if you make it rain, she will be under the weather. She used to run track back in high school. Now she tricks on the track right by school. She takes the loss cause she don't wanna see her child lose. So respect her, I'm paying for the time used. And then she runs to the pastor, and he tells her there will be a new chapter. But she feels no different after. And then she asks him,
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Sing it, dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me.
Some kill for the bill.
Yeah. Where my money at?
She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
Oh, where my money at?
From steal to the bill, they gotta pay the bill.
Yeah.
Tonight, why Clef ain't gone? We see on the bill.
Oh, where my money at?
Where my money at?
Joe cracked the door.
Still my favorite.
Got it.
Got it.
Shante. Terror Squad. Be about us. Be about you. Number one.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
Let's ask a more important question. Rather than what is love got to do with it, babe, let's ask a most important question, especially those of us that grew up in early 2000s, who were still cleaning our yongos in the, you know, late 90s and stuff. Where are these guys? These guys, where the heck are they?
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah.
And all my life, holding on forever,
reaching for a love that seems so far.
So I say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me there, where the skies are blue, to see you once again, my love. Overseas from coast to coast, to find a place.
can't stop to keep myself from thinking. Oh no, I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. They...
Same here, Westlife, same here. I will wonder where they are. We wonder where the heck y'all are.
We had the songs we sang together. Oh yeah. And you're my love. Holding on forever. Reaching for a love that seems so far.
So I say a little prayer. And hope my dreams will take me there.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to the hour of me saying goodbye. So, wrapping it up, every time someone tells you the problem here is colonialism, sometimes it's not, as proven in our 2018 Minister of Fisheries statement that, you know what, colonialism is the reason behind the decline of pilchard stock. Turned out, colonialism was code name for Semheri featuring Fisherot 6. And that was proven by Al Jazeera. And, well, to be fair, again, the justice system is very fair, and we respect Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution. We gave them an opportunity to explain, and they are still explaining. We're still hearing them out. We're still hearing 6 years later. We're still, you know, hearing them out. And if you want to save the boy child, forget the whole open up talk and all that. No, just the conduct competition like the one I just pointed out. You're welcome. Thank me later. Thank me later. Just conduct a competition like that and thank me later. You're welcome. And, well, basically, how do we say goodbye with Timbaland and Jojo? Luz Condron. We'll still come back in the middle or at the end of the song.
Yeah.
That was a JoJo and Timbaland Losing Control. Here is where I park the bus. Thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM. Thank you for listening to Mind the Gap with yours truly, Helmed, on Eagle FM. Until next week, Sunday. But of course, we're going to meet again Monday to Friday. That's with Home Run with yours truly, Helmed and Dwight. Y'all have a blessed of what is left of the weekend.
Thank you for the circumstances. Everything you did to help advance this. You put up in the shit. Help me with my bed. Boy, you really got it going on.
You know my girl get the keys with the M's on it. She have a range night, then a Benz moaning. Bought plenty of ice for them shining on your friends' moments. I get her anything she want if it look good on her. And we be chilling like a bottle sitting on the rocks. Shopping bags full of Cartier, forget me not.